Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I've never seen Jack laugh so hard.
I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack turned off our mics and just left Buzz up.
For
the 10th time.
Yeah.
That's not a new bit.
I mean, still funny.
But so bad every time. I mean, that's the issue.
Oh, Buzz is great, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Shows great enthusiasm.
Yes. And it was a good timing because I was singing very low because I told Ike, I'm trying to get my voice through the week. Mm-hmm. So that was good timing. So the reason we have Buzz.
We don't want Jack hosting the shows.
No, not this time.
No one wants that.
Can't get Wally Pipp by that guy. So the reason we have Buzz in here, the commissioner of the WIP mm-hmm. Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League and host here at WIP as well as a producer, is we had an idea and Buzz is going to help us execute the idea. So without Giants general manager Joe Shane deciding not to sign Saquon Barkley, we would not be having this season that we're having right now. So we want to get a big thank you card for Joe Shane, have as many people in Philadelphia sign it, and then deliver it to Joe Shane. And on Friday, we're going to send Buzz out on the streets of Philadelphia with 100 Sharpies to get as many signatures as he can for this thank you card to go to Joe Shane. So the big question for you, Buzz, is, and Jack had this question, and I think Ike had this question as well, is are you going to be okay going up to strangers and saying, will you sign this card for Joe Shane?
100%. I have no fear approaching strangers.
Again, okay. This is a guy who crapped himself.
You think I have any shame? Flags.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I be nervous about saying, hi, can you sign a... And the enthusiasm around the Eagles right now is so high. Yep. How do you get people to sign anything right now Eagles related?
That's actually a good point. You could get them to sign their life away.
Not much convincing here. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting somebody's will if you're smart about it. So we're going to do this on Friday.
I mean, really?
We're going to do this on Friday, and we're going to send Buzz out on the streets of Philly to get this card signed. So, you know, he'll maybe head down Broad Street to City Hall, maybe hit Rittenhouse, wherever you can get to.
30th Street Station, Reading Terminal. We got a lot of spots picked out.
Maybe on maybe get on the Broad Street line, try to do it on the subway.
Yeah,
the L, maybe.
And look, what happens...
You're saying, make sure you know your whereabouts, man.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
He's a city guy.
I live in the city. I'm pretty savvy.
Anyway,
that's right. He lives in the city.
Yeah, Temple for 4 years.
Yep.
So,
oh, that's right. Temple made.
So we didn't talk about this, but it just popped into my head. Like, if someone sees Buzz in the wild and takes like a photo of Buzz...
Yep.
I mean, we probably have those leftover T-shirts, right? Of Jeffrey over Josh.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the big guy.
Yeah. So I think there has to be a reward if you also find Buzz.
Yes.
And
well, we can't do that.
Well, I know. That's why I brought it up on the air.
Yes. Yeah. It's
bad idea by me.
Well, legal doesn't like when you send people because then they could speed.
Sure. It could be funny if you
What we would like you to do is if you we can't, it can't be a contest. We can't give you anything.
No, no, no.
But we would we guarantee a retweet from the afternoon's WIP account.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And a phone call. We'll put you at the top of the line.
Yep,
priceless,
top of the line.
Priceless items.
Yep. Maybe a repost from the Instagram. Mm. Yes.
The dead Instagram.
Get your followers up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what we could do.
Yeah. We need, there needs, I would think it'd be funny to try to see Buzz out.
Yeah, well, I mean, finding Buzz is a reward in and of itself.
Of course.
You know, this card is going to be on Joe Shane's wall somewhere. So you will be immortalized by being on Joe Shane's wall. So, and Buzz, I'm trying to think about the number of signatures. I'm going to work on a number.
Okay.
And you're not going to be allowed back until you get this number of signatures.
Sounds good.
All right. So this will be Friday in the streets of Philadelphia. You'll check in. You'll call.
I'll be on the show early Tuesday.
Yes.
Or early Friday, rather.
Yeah. And we'll have Buzz check in and say exactly where he is so you can go and find Buzz.
And then are we allowed to say what the ultimate goal of this card is?
I wouldn't do that yet because I don't want it to, I don't want to stop it from happening.
Got it.
You know, right. I don't want to, but we will.
We got big plans.
We got big plans.
Yeah, you're the Trojan horse.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, it's not a Trojan horse.
Well, kind of is.
No, it's not a Trojan horse at all.
Well, you get the point.
Yeah, okay.
Well, do we?
No, it's a Trojan horse. No, it's not a Trojan horse at all.
Well, it's a sneak attack.
No. Well, we're saying it on the radio.
Well, I know.
Yeah, all right.
Trojan horse.
All right, not a Trojan horse. All right, Buzz.
Anyway, looking forward to Friday. I'll be out in the streets.
Yes, awesome. Maybe we could get Buzz to do a little Creed sing-along if you find some of our listeners.
Oh,
walk around with like a big speaker.
Yeah, yes. In the wild. We sending Tucker out there with you.
Tucker will be out there as well.
Videotaping you, so that's great. So, you know, we love our wacky bits here, and this will be wacky bit number 7, I think. So look forward to seeing you on Friday, Buzz.
Sounds good. Looking
forward
to it,
brother.
Final check-in with the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. And by the way, make sure your stomach is in good shape for that whole thing. Buzz. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl matter to you? Final count, 56.6% say yes, 43.4% say no. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Mike, Ike, Spritzer, how you feeling, fellas?
Oh, we're feeling good. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dustin?
It's good to meet you the other day at Chickie's, Dustin. Sorry you didn't get to get spit on by Jack.
Yo, dude. Wait, so you ready for this one? We start walking away with my daughter. She looks at me. She goes, Dad, he doesn't spit when he talks. I said, that wasn't the Spritzer. He didn't get the chance to meet the Spritzer.
Yeah.
He turned his back and ran out the back door. Spike, you believe that, man?
Yeah, Monday's Jack's, and it was a crowded Monday at Chickie's. Mm-hmm. Jack gets right out of
there. Disagree. I went to the bathroom, get the full hand wash for everyone worried about that.
Okay, yeah.
Talked to everyone's some people on my way out. And then I was at the door at 6:05. We were off the air at 5:55.
Okay. All right. 10 minutes
give
is fine.
Give me a break.
All right.
It sounds like an excuse, but don't it sound like an excuse?
Yeah. And he does spritz. Please tell your daughter.
Yeah. Tell everyone. Yeah.
When he talks, it's disgusting.
I had my yellow raincoat on and everything.
So yeah.
I was excited to meet you, man.
Well, I was equally as excited to meet you.
Yeah. The Chickies has asked us, because they're a restaurant, to put plexiglass in front of Jack because the patrons are disgusting.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, dude, that show, that was awesome on Monday, and that was one hell of a crowd, man. Everybody was fired up. It was incredible.
That's Philly. Philly when the teams are winning. Oh, boy. When the Birds are winning, no better place to be.
No better place.
I was having a conversation with my daughter on the way home. I said, you don't understand how lucky you are to be a Philadelphia sports fan right now, because you're 10 years old, and in those 10 years, all of our teams have seemed to be on the right track, if you know what I mean. Besides the Sixers, man, I can't believe that. But I was around her age when we started getting good. But from my first 10 years on Earth, we didn't have winning like this, and she didn't understand that concept yet. And she just thinks that this is an every year occurrence that we have good teams like this. So she doesn't get it yet.
Yeah, I would say honestly, overall, the last 25 years have been pretty successful in Philly compared to the years before it,
yeah,
the 25
not bad,
before
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's crazy because I'm trying to fumble now because Ike, not our boy Ike Reese on the mic, But the, like a couple cars ago, kind of took my thunder with the whole Jalen thing. Because when you're talking about Tom Brady and you're talking about these other greats of all time, the number one thing you're talking about is the championship rings. And I know it's cliche to say, but the dude wins, man. He's 40, what is he, 47 and like 23 or something like that?
Yeah, one? But when they talk about the Tom Brady winning, they talk about him winning 7 Super Bowls. Like, we're at zero now, so let's chill out, you know.
I and Spike, I didn't want to bring it up because I'm kind of sort of on the fence with you.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about how good of the teams he had around. He had Gronkowski. He had Woody. He had so many weapons to go for that it's like. Oh. But then I come back and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking in my head, I'm listening to OG Wade earlier, real long. What if we did this?
Yeah.
What if you were to flip Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow? Do you think Joe Burrow has the success here that Jalen's had?
They would score.
You know what I mean? Because
no offense, Dustin. No offense to you or Jalen. If Joe Burrow was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, we would score 50 points a game.
If we had Josh Allen, we would have 3 Super Bowls by now. I'm just throwing it out there. I love Jalen, but I got a name for you, too, before
yes.
you let me go.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Oh, Shaq's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Dustin. Thank you for the call. Yeah. It's Oprah's birthday, so we're looking for people famous for one. Shaq's a good one.
So every commercial.
Yeah, everywhere. So a situation about Friday, is it's like 90% chance of rain?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
I know, because you're a 11 o'clock news guy. No one else knows the forecast, and Tornado wouldn't let us know yet. So,
uh-oh.
So, like, in I know it's a little concerning.
He could go in the in that mall area at 16th and Chestnut I was talking about. He could go in the Fashion District, which I think is still open.
Okay.
He could be in the he could go into 30th Street Station. He could go into, you know, Market East Station.
Yeah.
We need to get him something, maybe a trash bag, to put the card in,
because
it'll be a big card, so it doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
And honestly, having a very wet, soppy buzz approaching people in Market East actually sounds even funnier to me. So
I just don't want to ruin the card, though.
Put it in a trash bag.
Yeah.
Put it in a trash bag. If he ruins the card, then
he's fired.
He's got to go out there with another card.
Oh, he's not fired.
No. I can't fire him. I can't fire anybody. It's not my job anymore. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How are we doing this fine Wednesday evening?
What's up, brother?
What up, Justin?
Hump day, boys. Hump day. Well, tomorrow's Friday for me, but anyway. Going back to, like, does it mean any more to beat Andy? Yeah, it would, because... I mean, I've been an Eagles fan ever since, you know, Buddy Ryan, but I couldn't really follow him. Y'all know that. I mean, it's tough down here. We didn't get NFL Network till what year did that start? You know, not NFL Network, but, you know, the Sunday Ticket. You know, it's hard to follow my team, but other than SportsCenter and, you know, Berman and Tom Jackson and all that. But we really weren't considered a winning franchise until Andy Reid took over. If y'all go back, 99 was his first season, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Was that Andy?
Yep.
Okay. So he had a losing record his first season. Okay. But after that, so if you count 99, we've only had 6 seasons with a losing record since 1999. Now, there have been some 500 seasons, you know, 8-8, stuff like that. But since 1999, we've only had 6 losing seasons. So that's 25 years. If you go back before that, I didn't have time to count because I just got off work, but we had a lot more losing seasons. So, I mean, I know Chuck said Andy never done nothing for us. I think this winning culture started with Andy Reid.
So no, I agree, Justin. I think most of, and I know you've been working, but most of this doesn't come from the old school, we hate Andy, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not that. It was going like, I love Chuck, but he would say, what Andy Reid ever do for us?
Oh, yeah.
Win.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, this guy, when I was, you know, I remember Ike's first coach, Ray Rhodes, you know. And then a little bit of Cotite. I was too young. You know, I was young when Buddy was around. I remember a little bit, but I couldn't follow him, like I said. I didn't really get to start following my team that much until Andy came along. And that's when the winning really started. It took off from there. Went to 4 consecutive NFC championships, went to a Super Bowl, you know, went to 5 overall, am I right? So, I mean, that's when the winning started. If you take that 25-year span from 99 to now, that's that's when it started, and he's a big part of that. And I think, you know, Howie and Jeffrey, being leaders that they are, you know, that's they've continued that.
Mm-hmm.
But it started with Andy, you know. Like I said, I love Chuck to death, but you can't say what did Andy ever win, because he won a hell of a lot more than Buddy Ryan, Rich Kotite, Ray Rhodes.
Well, that's why he's considered the best coach in franchise history. I mean,
exactly.
That, you know what I mean? That's why.
I agree with you. I want to get out from under his shadow, and I want Nick to be considered the best coach in franchise history. Because y'all said it yesterday, perfect. He's going to be more well-known as Kansas City Chiefs head coach when it's said done, if he ain't already.
Yep.
You know, I mean, my son never known him as the Eagles head coach because, you know, as young, he's only 18. He knows a little bit, but, I mean, Jack was astonished. Owen's favorite player was Michael Vick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how Owen is, you know. He's just 18. But, yeah, I want to beat Andy because I want to get out from under that shadow. You said it perfectly well, Spike. I mean, it's going to mean a little bit more to me because he beat us in 22. And I'm sick of the Bumble Fumble Roosty commercials and all the stupid State Farm crap. I just want it all in. I'm sick of Taylor Swift. I'm sick of the darn phone commercials that every Patrick Mahomes commercial. I want to see Jalen on some commercials. I want to see Saquon. I want to see the exciting lights. You know, I mean, that's what I want to see. I want it to be our time. I want to start our dynasty, and I think it starts this year with this Super Bowl. And I –
But yes.
The whole time when they was doing the one name things and somebody said Beyonce, I was like, you know what? Beyonce's nice, but I'm a Kelly guy. Love Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly's where it's at, y'all. I'm here to tell you.
Artist
Kelly.
Wood I've ever
All
touched.
Right.
Stopped.
Show enough, boys. Show enough. But my one word or one name person, I'm gonna have to stick with East Tennessee. Dolly. Love y'all. I mean.
Oh, there you go.
Dolly's a good one.
Dolly, well, it's the only Dolly I know.
Yeah, I can't think of another
Dolly. I don't know another Dolly.
Yeah.
It's a good point,
Jack. Before we get to the text line, obviously a very important call from Chuck Horn Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
That's kind of funny.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Jerry?
Okay.
What's up, Jerry?
So, Spike, I'm on your side this time.
Wow.
With the Andy Reid thing.
Wow.
Because in my opinion, Andy Reid didn't win us anything. He's just a big name because he's with the Chiefs. He's got Mahomes. And I just don't agree with any of this. Because, you know, here's how I associate Andy Reid with what's going on. I went on a date last night with this girl.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
What's a date with Truckhorn Jerry like?
I'm awake.
Do you bring the horn?
I went on a date with this girl last night, and it reminded me of... I couldn't get a word in. She was like Andy Reid back in the day. And then I'm trying to talk to her about how good the Eagles are. And she's a Bears fan. And like,
that sounds like an awesome date.
Like reminiscent. It was like, okay, I've been friends with her on Facebook for 5 years. So I guess you could say
goodness.
It was a blind date, but I wasn't really blind about going to meet her.
Yep.
But
I like to do the show blind.
That's what it associated me with. So we left. She left. I went back into the place and had something to eat and was hung out with a couple of Eagles guys, and they were cool as fans. Like, so it was
so
like
went well.
Crazy
yeah. Hard to believe that
you know
date
I mean?
Didn't go well.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Now, in my eyes, it was just a crazy situation. I go home and tell my ex-wife, my hun, I just went to talk to this girl. She I was like, it was just like off the walls. Like, literally, she was like, is that the girl you were talking about? Yeah. I'm like, hon, it didn't work out. It was like this.
You still call your ex-wife hon?
Yeah, we lived together. I've been calling her hon for 20-some years, so I just...
Well, okay. Well, she said it's your ex-wife, and y'all live together?
And you're going on dates?
Yeah, she knew all that. Like.
Well, she's your ex-wife, so I'm just...
Yeah.
What's ex about
like this
it?
Is normal or something. I'm curious now.
To me, it's normal... To the people in the other world, it's like
other world.
Are you nuts? Well,
then you're breaking down the date to her when you got home.
Yeah. That's why I'm so confused right now.
I said, "Hun, I said, guess where I was?" And she's like, "Where?" I'm like, "What?" I said, "You're the girl I was talking." Yeah, I said it was bizarre. Hon. I said, it was totally bizarre.
Hold on, Jerry.
Well, you guys get along, yeah,
Jerry. You're still living with your ex-wife, and you call her hun.
Yeah,
that sounds like your wife.
It sounds like your wife.
Yeah. Did you ever guys ever get divorced?
Yeah, I got papers. Yeah, we've been divorced since 2017.
And
she moved back in 2022. So it's like a whole this. It's a crazy situation. I'm Chuck Horn Jerry, dude. You know I do crazy stuff, but this is probably crazier than a lot of people. There's people out there that know about what I. It's crazy.
But why not try to get back with your ex-wife?
Well. You know how they have that bird feeder with the squirrel thing that the squirrels can't get up underneath that thing? That's how it is. Like, I've been trying to get around that squirrel thing for years.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I stopped trying to get around that squirrel protector, you know.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I'm just telling you guys, this is real stuff, dude.
I'm so glad I went to this call.
Oh my God.
This was a debate.
I've never heard this before, man.
This was a debatable decision. And there's more to it.
Earlier, too, Jerry.
We got a lot of questions.
We got a lot to break down.
Well, and the other thing is, I could understand you just got divorced, doesn't have a place to live yet, but got divorced in 2017 and moved back in 2022. Yes.
And you're still trying to get around the squirrel thing.
Yeah, you're calling her hun, and you're going out on a date. And trying to talk to the girl about the Eagles the whole time.
I haven't called her real name in I don't know how long. Like, when I call her real name, she's surprised.
Okay.
Seriously. But last night, so I'm sitting home. She goes out, walks the dog. She goes, hon, you need to call the water people that our front lawn's flooded. And it was. We had a water main break in her front yard. I had to call the water people.
Are you sure you're divorced, man?
Yeah, this sounds...
Yeah. I'm divorced. I'm telling you, Spike, when you meet me, you'll be like, yo, this dude's nuts. But no, I am telling you. You met me in person. I've been to Chicken Pizza.
I don't know your marital status, though. Yeah. Yes.
Well, now you do. So it's all out there in the public. So you know what I mean?
I got to become friends with Jerry on Facebook. See what's going on there.
Situation.
All right.
You know.
Was your date excited about Ben Johnson?
She took over her bedroom upstairs. I stayed downstairs. I come home on my home time. I was actually on a 34 reset. Didn't even know I was coming home, but, you know, stuff just started happening. I was texting the girl, and she's like, yeah, let's meet after work, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it was all good.
All right.
But it was crazy. It was good, though.
I'm going to just let you know. We're going to reopen this case.
Yeah, we got to go, Jerry,
we're going to reopen this case about you and your ex.
What a lucky decision by me to go to that call.
No idea you had all that to him.
I've known her on Facebook for 5 years, and she and my got home and told my ex-wife. And
I said, hon.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
So I'm not a foxhole guy then? First caller, Dom.
Yeah, no.
Nah,
Poor Dom.
Yeah, he walked into a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
Listen, Dom. Get back on the horse.
Yeah,
man.
We're good.
Come back. Yeah, come back.
Good. You're
just
welcome.
Don't be the first caller. Yeah. That's my. I won't make you the first caller.
Yeah, that is Jack's fault.
Yeah, well, it was Corey's fault. I just want to make everyone clear. It was Corey's fault.
Okay. What's next?
Spike wins stats service argument.
Well, if you look at the DVOA, EPA, ABC, 1, 2, 3,
Spike wins stats don't service argument.
I watched the game!
Alex in Lancaster.
Well, you got to have everything at your disposal.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how this works, buddy boy.
Yep.
What's next?
Sorry, but I'm not taking that job. My hamstrings are still on the field. Josh McCown.
Oh, yeah.
He's got bad memories of Philadelphia.
Yeah, tore the hamstring on that final, scramble at the end there.
No,
he enjoyed his 1 year here, though.
He did.
He did.
Well, he was pretty good for a backup, too, when he got in there.
He enjoyed his year here.
Yeah. What's next?
Mike, if there was an asteroid barreling towards Earth and Jalen Hurts led a team of oil drillers into space to drill a hole in the asteroid and drop a bomb in to destroy it, would he be elite then? Spike, no. Frank in Ardmore.
He wouldn't be. What are
it's
we doing?
It's not even football.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like Armageddon.
Yes. What's next?
Spike, Baldy, what do you think has to happen for the Eagles to win next Sunday? Baldy, Ike, you played the game, you know. Mark in Motka.
Text line.
I don't think Baldy meant to do that.
No. But it happened three straight times. So
I think he was distracted.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. What's coming up at Fritz at 6 and then TK, right?
TK.
Fritz at 6 and then TK.
Yeah.
What's coming on at Fritz at 6?
Has this Super Bowl reached must-win status?
Oh, there you go. You sound fired up for it.
No Jalen.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah. When does that happen? When does the Jalen start? 6-12?
Two days in a row, he's trying not to do Jalen.
Well, yeah. I actually have my official comp for Jalen that I will reveal.
In the, is it what we were texting about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good. You'll like this one, Ike. Yeah. All right. So Fritz at 6 is next. Then Tom Kelly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same place, same station, same time. Love you. Thanks for listening.